This is a new Masechta, Maseches Shviyas, which is the halachas of Shmita. It applies only in Eretz Yisrael. Comes up once every 7 years. Even Bizman Hazeh, it is Noig Midrabbonon. There are various Yisurim on Shmita. The Masechta starts off with the Yisurim halachas. You're not allowed to work the land on Shmita. Aside from that, we'll learn later on, there's certain halachas in respect to the produce that grows on Shmita. But the chiddush of our mission is that not only is it usher to work the land on Shemitah itself, but there's certain malachas that are usher to do even before Shemitah. It's called Tosefes Shviyas. That's like on Shabbos. A person is not allowed to do malachas a few minutes before Shabbos also. Tosefes Shabbos. So too on Shemitah we have the same idea. Now it applies to Ad Eimasei Choshem Stei Ilon El Shviyas. So one can plant one can plow a sada ilon er shiz. It would fly around the trees, it was good for the trees. So the Shamayanim calls Manshu Yofel a tree. As long as it's good for the fruit of the sixth year, it's permitted, because then it's clear that you're plowing for the benefit of the sixth year. After that point of time, that it's not necessary more for the sixth year, so it's looked at as a preparation for the seventh year. So this malach, which is the preparation for the seventh year, we also from that point on, and Beisil Oimim Ad Atzeres. Beisil says that you have till Shavuos. Ukroy Ukroyvim Divrei Elu Liot Kedivrei Elu. So this time is of Beis Shamim Beisil is similar. So basically, what's coming out of this is for an orchard. Up to Shavuot, one is allowed to plow the year before Shemitah. From Shavuot of the Erev Shemitah onwards, one should not plow. This is, once again, the din of Tosefes Shviyas. We will see later that this does not apply halacha l'maaseh b'zman hazeh.